Bill Buckley here with you, and it's time to catch up on all the tech news now. The gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp, is about to delight you. You can subscribe to his podcast, by the way, for free on his website, gadgetdetective.com, or on the five-letter word female name thing that you tell it to do things but doesn't say it on the radio, because everywhere goes haywire, or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Hi there, Fevzi.
Hello there.
Good to have you back with us, and we'll start with your story of the week, and it's a rather depressing one, a warning over scam energy bill support messages. If you're a bad guy, you will stop at nothing, it seems.
Yeah. Well, look, almost all scams work by creating a sense of urgency and a little bit of panic, and people are already have a sense of urgency and panic over their energy bills. And so it's disappointing but not surprising that scammers have already taken advantage of this. And there have been a large number of fake emails and text messages claiming to offer people discounts on energy bills. And of course, people may get confused by this, because it is true that there is a £400 energy bill discount. But they're getting messages saying, we've identified you as being eligible for energy discount under the energy bill support scheme. You can apply here. And then it's got a link in a text message, which you should never press links in text messages or emails. Go find it via a search engine if you have to. Also, some of them are headed, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Do you want a moment to get some water or something?
No, it's just a lack of cake. You know, I decided this week I was going to not have cake, and I was going to have fruit instead for my breakfast. But then I compromised and had a chocolate orange.
that's like having a glass of wine to get one of your five a day. That is fancy. That ain't going to work.
But then, because I am health conscious, as you know, it's dark chocolate. It's a dark chocolate orange. So,
fail. Thank you, by the way. This very nice man, because I was telling him off the other week for always telling us how lovely the cake is that he's eating, whilst I sit here with no cake and still hours on the radio to go, sent us two cakes and we shared them out. We had a coffee one and a chocolate one. That was a very sweet thing to do.
I was hoping you were going to just eat them all yourself and then post pictures to your colleagues.
No, unlike you, I have self-discipline. So I just
have self-discipline. I'm naturally a very kind and giving person, and I have to work very hard to behave in a contrary manner. anyway, back to this.
You seem to have recovered. Good, yes.
If you see, for the moment, if you see emails or texts purporting to be, giving you an energy discount. Now, first of all, that £400 rebate is automatic. Yeah. You do not need to apply for it. So messages such as, say you get a £400 non-repayable discount, instruct you to follow a link to a fake Ofgem website, Ofgem being the regulator. So they take you to a fake website and then encourage people to set up a direct debit in order to receive money. So
a one-off payment.
Yeah, but you don't need to say direct debit on when you pay money, not when you receive it.
Exactly.
But do you know what? It's so easy to say this, but I myself have nearly fallen victim to scams. I've had members of my family come to within an inch, and we've had to close down all their accounts and cards to protect them, because before they became really suspicious, they'd given away their information. It's very, very easily done. You know, the days of these badly worded, badly spelt things are largely gone. Some of these are very convincing. These communications tend to have the Ofgem logo on them. They use even the right font. They can be very convincing. I mean, the general rules of all scams are, if you have any doubts about the message, contact the organisation directly. And when I say that, that doesn't mean click the link in the message or ring the number in the message or write to the address in the message. It means find their details independently. Do a web search of your own. Make sure that the website is genuine and then look it up that way. If it is meant to be your bank or HMRC, they're never going to ask you to supply personal information. They're not going to ask you to set up direct debits. Unfortunately, you have to start from the position that this may be a scam, and then someone has to convince you, or you have to convince yourself, that it's not a scam.
Right. Ofgem has asked energy suppliers to be clearer on potential customer fraud on their websites. Do they have a point? Could energy companies, should they be doing more, do you think?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Because they need to make clear what a legitimate message will and will not contain from them.
Okay.
So, you know, although I've given general advice, they will say, you know, we will provide this information, we will have your account number in the message, you know, all of this, you know. And I guess the other thing to say is, you know, when you're registering for any service online, by the way, I got an email saying to me that my British Gas username and password had been hacked, which it has, not on my computer, but on theirs. So Apple have got quite a nice service on their devices now where it actually tells you if you've got passwords stored in the Apple keychain, it will tell you if any of those passwords have turned up in the wild, as it were, you know, and it invites you and facilitates you changing that password immediately, which you should do. So, yeah, the energy companies do have a duty of care here. They should be making clear what a legitimate message looks like and what it doesn't look like.
Here's Bill Buckley, but more to the point here is Fevzi Türkalp, the gadget detective, with a couple of things we really ought to consider buying this week. Starting, well, actually, it's a pair of things, really, isn't it? Well, is it two pairs of things?
It's a pair of things, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. So these are speakers, pairs of stereo speakers, two different types, both from the House of Marley, which I think we've talked about before. So this is the brand of the estate of the late Bob Marley, and they produce various consumer electronic goods, including speakers of various sorts. But their unique selling point is their environmental credentials. So, and I'll come to that in a moment. And the other thing is they always have a reference to a Bob Marley song in it. So,
yes.
So these are a pair of bookshelf speakers, and they're called, because they're a stereo pair, they're called Get Together Duo Bluetooth. So these are bookshelf speakers, so they're you know, small speakers, mm-hmm. but a stereo pair that you could attach to, say, a record player or just any, you could use your phone. I mean, one of the problems is, although our phones and tablets, you know, contain stereo music, the speakers are so close together, even if it has two speakers, there's no way you get stereo separation unless you push your face into your tablet. So what you can do is wirelessly via Bluetooth, you can project that music to a pair of Bluetooth speakers such as these. Mm-hmm. So these speakers are kind of interesting in that they have Bluetooth, but so you can, you know, as I say, cast to them wirelessly, but they also have two types of wired connections as well. So you've got an RCA input, which is a pair of phono connectors, and you've also got an auxiliary input. So you can plug in wired two different devices as well as a third wireless device. The other interesting thing is one of the speakers, although these form a stereo pair, one of them is mains only, and the other one has got a battery in it. So The one of them you can take out with you, and it provides you with 20 hours of playback out of a single speaker. But when you bring the speakers together, they're called true wireless speakers, so they recognize the proximity to one another and become a stereo pair, which is very, very clever.
Very clever.
I like that. And it also means that you don't have to unnecessarily, you know, put a battery in each one. You can just, you know, have one, take it out with you. So I kind of like that. So the Get Together, I think, is a reference to One Love.
I don't know the Marley back catalogue as well as I thought I did, but you've probably explained it there.
Yeah, I thought it was, because I couldn't think, you know, someone says, let's get together and be...
Feel all right.
Thank you very much. Yeah. USB-C charging, which means it's the modern type of USB connector, which means it will charge more quickly, which is very good. The fascia of them is wood, but the wood that they've chosen is bamboo. And the reason why they've chosen bamboo is it grows very quickly, and you can harvest the bamboo without killing the plant. And in fact, it grows back again, so it's not like a tree where you chop it down and it dies.
Right.
You can take the bamboo, it continues to grow. 2-year warranty, 4 stars out of 5. Price is $179.99.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed, I mean, this is available on places like Amazon, but on the website, which is thehouseofmarley.co.uk, I noticed that you can sign up when you first log on to, when you first visit the website, it offers you, I think you can sign up to their newsletter, and if you do, your first purchase is 15% off. So if you were minded to get these, you could get 15% off them. So that's if you want bookshelf speakers, which are going to be mostly used at home, but occasionally you take one out. By the way, a good way of using those is you have one plugged in at one, you know, just into your garden, and then the other one at the sort of further end of the garden. You can still have stereo, and you don't have to have them both running off batteries.
And of course, it'll guarantee the neighbours will always love you. So that's great as well.
Neighbours already always love me. It doesn't need speakers for that. It's just the smell of cake wafting over the fence.
Yes, all right. You were saying about the other speakers.
I was saying about the other speakers, yeah. So this one is called, now I need help with this reference, Bagaridim, R-I-D-D-I-M.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Okay, so this is an all-in-one unit, and it's a stereo portable Bluetooth speaker. It's big. I mean, it comes with a shoulder strap. It's got, again, this bamboo fascia on it, and this recycled cloth, which we'll come to in a minute. It's also very powerful for something that's portable. It's 2 × 20 watts, so 40 watts of power. It's got 2 3.5-inch woofers and 2 1-inch tweeters. So the woofers are the big speakers that give you the bass frequencies. The tweeters are the ones that give you the higher frequencies. So it does a better job. And it's got bass ports in it, which are like hollowed out areas so that the bass resonates and you get that sort of really substantial bass. So you get a degree of bass from it that belies its size. It's also got a USB charging port. And by that, I don't mean you can charge it up. Yes, you can. But whilst you're out and about with it, if your device, your phone or your tablet, starts to run out of juice, you can actually charge your phone from the speakers, which is kind of clever. Comes with a bag, comes with a shoulder strap and a carry handle. So it's, you know, it's designed to be used out and about. And it's got this rewind fabric on it, which I kind of like. I'm just going to try and tell you what's in the rewind fabric if I can find it.
Mm-hmm. While you're looking, by the way, I've completely failed to solve the
Yeah, do you know what? Thing. I had a quick look. I couldn't find it.
All right, I'll give up
I couldn't
on that, then.
Find it either. So, but I'm assured that it's, well, maybe that should be the competition with no prize, right? That,
yes.
People can actually tell us what it is.
We love so much in BBC radio these days, yes, competitions with no prizes.
I know.
It's the way of the future. Anyway, carry on. Oops.
I won't go into that, but no. Yeah. it's made, so they've got this fabric that they use called rewind fabric. It's soft but hard-wearing fabric, and it's woven from recycled materials. So it's a 30% reclaimed organic cotton, 30% reclaimed hemp, and 40% recycled PET, which is, you know, the plastic that they make bottles out of and so forth. So, you know, as I say, its environmental credentials are good. And I just think these things look really nice with these sort of bamboo fascia. It's a very different look to the sort of like svelte matte black type stuff. But it sounds good. And both of these are 4 stars out of 5 because they sound good and the prices are good. And I've noticed that some of the items on their website, including one of these, they're running an offer on it, I think. Uh-huh. So the Bagaridim 2, mm-hmm. not to be confused with Bagaridim 1,
no.
The portable stereo one, the one that goes on your shoulder, is reduced from £250 down to just under £200. But both of these, I've scored them 4 out of 5. I notice on their website they get about 4.7 out of 5, but nothing gets 4.7 out of 5.
He's a tough cookie, talking of cake. Four. Almost. 4 out of 5, yes.
4 out of 5. You're taunting me now, right?
It's been an unusual session we've had today, but very enjoyable. And
thank you very much.
Full of useful information, none that is, despite our doing our clowning. Great stuff, Fevzy. Talk to you in 7 days.